Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN tonight brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble. That's right, a radio-only vehicle. And we'll start off ENN by giving you a quick update. The Mets 5-4 winners in Game 1 against the Braves. I'm guessing first pitch for the second game, Dom. What do you think, 7:30?
Well, they announced it at 6:40, so that makes sense. 6:40, 6:40.
So we won't be on the air for that.
No,
but it's perfect because right now you have a little gap before the next Met game, so jump on into a little Ean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And why don't we just start off Mets then, shall we?
It's a great idea.
You know what? Let me start out, though, first by saying good evening to Michael.
Like a puss ball.
Okay. And let me say good evening to Don.
I'm going to do it in front of them.
Wow.
That's not nice.
That's how you teach, Don. That's how you teach. And good evening to myself. I spend a lot of time just staring at it. Not feeling it today?
Well, I just wanted to say something, but I'm going to stay on brand.
You know what? Let's go. Anthony, do you readily have Don's drops from yesterday? I'd like to relive those instead. Yesterday was a special day for Don. I mean, I believe he has three different drops in the tournament from yesterday alone. Good evening, Don.
Go gardening.
Good evening, Don.
Go trim the hedges.
And good evening, Don.
He swore at me.
It was the day of all days. You don't get days like that every day, Michael.
No, it was brilliant. He's brilliant.
Speaking of brilliant, we know how you feel about Buck Showalter.
Brilliant. See, he didn't manage yesterday and they lost. And he managed today, and they won.
Hey,
exactly.
No, Joe, today was a big day. I mean, you got Peterson versus Morton. You lost the night before. It's very difficult to sweep double headers, right? So if you lose this one, you got Carrasco coming off a tough outing. You could all of a sudden lose three in a row. So this was a big win this afternoon.
Now, here's Buck saying it's a little weird that the Mets are being punished for getting hit so much.
It's hard to judge intent, okay? And I don't know what's being said to them behind the scenes by some other group. Don't really care. I'm worried about the game today, okay? We've moved on from St. Louis. If you don't, I mean, it's funny. We're the guys that have been hit, and we're the ones getting punished. Think about it. It's kind of strange. But I just, believe me, I have some personal private thoughts about it. It probably doesn't do anybody any good to air it. The things that get under my craw, stuff that's not fair for our players. You know, I can deal with it. They don't. I'm a manager's coach, and we don't really matter. I mean, it's just trying to create an environment. You know, have to walk in the locker room at 6:25 and tell them go get them, and then go down and tell the coaching staff change everything. I don't know, competitively speaking, if the timing was fair to the New York Mets.
It wasn't, and no. It was ridiculous. The event took place Sunday night. Can you imagine any other sport they would do that? Let's take a close look at the NFL. Would the NFL ever do that? Like call Bill Belichick at 12:00 noon when he has a 1:00 kickoff and say, by the way, you're suspended for today. It wouldn't happen.
No.
It makes you look small. I'm surprised. I just don't understand how they don't see that.
And there's no case to argue. All right? Maybe Lopez could have – he's got a union. Obviously, he could have appealed the suspension. But from a manager's standpoint, there's nothing you can do. So
right. They have no union.
Right. So all you have to do is talk to the umpires what happened. All right, that's what happened. And then you get up the next morning at like 8:30, you call Buck, say you're suspended. You send out a press release at 9:00, done. I don't know what took so long. Usually when it's a player, you got to talk to the union. He wants to give his side of the argument or whatever. I really don't know what took so long. They just got to be more buttoned up. I'm sorry.
And, like, I have a question. If you're going to suspend the player for three games, why does Bucks have to be immediate? What's the urgency that they couldn't give it?
Because if the pitcher, they think, threw it somebody on purpose, they think it's from the order of the manager.
Right, but my point is, but why couldn't it be the next game?
That's a good question, but I think that because there's no appeal process for a manager because he's not represented by a union when they hand down the suspension.
But they could simply just act professional and say, hey, it's 6 o'clock. We're not going to suspend him for tonight. He'll be suspended tomorrow.
Or don't even announce it until after the game. He's, by the way, he's suspended for a game, and then he misses the first game of the doubleheader today.
Yeah, right. It's all very odd. All right, guys. You want to hear a little Chris Kreider, Don?
Sure.
On why playoff hockey at MSG is so special as we get ready for Rangers-Penguins pregame at 6:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN.
I think just the energy in the building, the support that we have, and the noise is hard to put into words. There really isn't a better place to play playoff hockey, especially as a home team. You know, it certainly adds to it, and that's the entire experience. And I've said it a few times, it's a lot of fun.
It's the last of the special buildings in New York, right? I mean, when you think about it, even though it was reimagined, it's still the same building that they put up in February 1968. Yankee Stadium, Citi Field's new, MetLife's new, Islanders are in a new arena, Devils in a new arena. Right? So it's the last one, and it's still special. And especially coming off a season last year, where, what was it, March, when they finally let 10% of the fans in? You know, and now you're going to be in a full building, first playoff experience in literally 5 years almost to the day. It's going to be a fun couple of days at the Garden on tonight and Thursday, especially against Sidney Crosby, who the fans hate.
Where would you rank the MSG, though, as a building for hockey, just in terms of, like, level of crowd intensity?
Oh, it's right up there now because they're all new buildings, right? Maple Leaf Gardens is gone. Boston Gardens is gone. Chicago Stadium's gone. Like, those are all the places. Like Nassau Coliseum, those were the places that really held the sound and was loud. You could feel Rexall Place in Edmonton. But they're all gone now. They're all these cookie-cutter big buildings, high ceilings, and the luxury boxes. And it's just, it's not the same. They did a great job, I thought, with the Garden, with the bridge, so the fans are kind of on top of each other, and I think they did a great job of keeping with the feel of the old building, and that goes for basketball too. All these what's the classic old buildings anymore, right? Fenway, Wrigley, it's like you can count on one hand, right? They're all gone.
By the way, on the Dan Orlovsky's a fraud front.
Okay,
someone sent us a picture. If you remember yesterday when he was deriding the good name of cream cheese. He said, if cream cheese is so good, why are there so many different flavors? Blah, 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 blah.
Which
blah,
is,
blah.
At that point, was almost criminal.
And then he said, you know, look at Oreo. The Oreo knows what they do, blah, blah. So someone sent us a picture on Twitter here, and he added, they added Orlovsky as well. I'm seeing Oreo double stuff, Oreo thins, Oreo Java chip, Oreo mega stuff, Oreo golden, Oreo gluten-free, and Oreo birthday cakes. You know what? Take a walk, Dan.
We buy the lemon.
That's not all of them. Some are sold out, so there's some missing. But those are the ones left in the store.
At the La Greca house, we like to get the lemon. That's very good.
Never had the lemon. Wow.
There's a peppermint one. It was an awful take, really.
Let's talk about the actual Oreo's going overboard. An Oreo's perfect the way it is.
And some may say cream cheese is perfect the way that it is. But don't sit there and say that it's awful because they have different flavors. Everything has different flavors. Bagels come in different flavors.
That's a great point. If his theory is true, they should only have a plain bagel. Shouldn't even make a sesame bagel.
Well, that wouldn't be that bad of a decision to make.
No, you're
listen, an onion bagel is fabulous.
I love it, but everything. I mean, you can go with a plain bagel and
yeah,
love
you
it.
Could.
Oh, man. Don, what about, have you, Don, you ever have a salt bagel?
I have. I'm not a fan.
Too much? Too salty?
Yeah, I'm not a big salt guy. We like to get
the
lemon.
I love the onion bagel. Love it.
Which one was that, Michael?
I love the onion bagel.
So your preference is plain or onion?
Well, I found this place where I live, Lenny's, that they make a low-carb bagel with everything on it, and it's a delight.
Wow.
I can't even believe that it's low carb. I don't know how. It's like the Seinfeld episode about yogurt.
How
do you test it? Because it doesn't taste. I've had low carb bagels and they don't even taste like bagels. But you know, you could put butter on it. But this is so good and it's so thick and like a real bagel. But it's listed as low carb. But what am I going to sue them?
Well, you could. You just got to get it tested and then fall in love with the person that's testing it and then compromise it and then it ruins the election of New York City's mayor.
So I'm seeing some low-carb bagels online, Michael, that look like a serving, one bagel, has 22 carbs.
Yeah, but that's not really indicative because some of it's from fiber. So those are the bagels that I order all the time. But they're not like real bagels. I think they must be made of soy and stuff. But like the actual net carbs is like 1 gram.
Ew.
So I'll have a sandwich with that because I can't have regular bread because carbs are my enemy.
I go onion bagel, and Nancy goes marble rye.
Which Jerry Seinfeld stole from an older woman.
That's right.
Wow. Marble rye, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know I mentioned Seinfeld to Meredith Marakovich on a recent broadcast? She said, I'm a little younger than you. I've never seen that. I thought it was outrageous.
No, it's just with a Civil War surpriser, too. Lincoln.
By the way, that is a classic from the show.
You know, Lincoln freed the slaves. Well, I don't know. That was before my time.
That should have actually been included in the text message. Was
go trim the hedges.
I'll tell you what, DiPietro just fired a shot. I feel like Peter should get more familiar with the low carb bagel.
Wow. Well, I don't have that many bagels. Although I'll tell you what, this weekend I did have a bagel. It was a delight. It was an egg bagel.
Oh, why would you do that?
No, I've tried it. It's not bad.
Egg's great. It's very plain. It's not very flavorful. It's a nice bagel.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This may excite you guys. Here's Mel Kiper. Here's Mel Kiper Jr. with DiPietro and Rothenberg being asked if the Giants' offensive line issues are fixed.
Can't say until we see it actually out there playing and playing for a full season. See, the problem with the Giants, as you guys, is they can't beat their players on the field. How can you look at a football player and judge him harshly and say, boy, he should have overcome that? So there were some things that Daniel Jones, frankly, could not overcome. And then he got hurt. So, yes, will the offensive line on paper be significantly better? Yes. Will these guys get out there? Will they be cohesive? Will they blend quickly? Will they be coached properly? And will they be on the field together? I don't have a crystal ball for that. But if that happens, yes, on paper, this Giants offensive line should be significantly better.
Well, that kind of goes for everything, right? No, seriously.
It's true.
On paper,
of
but they got to go out and execute. They got to be coached. But the fact is you got a brand-new coaching staff in here. Most of it came from an organization that is well-respected in Buffalo. I think they've got a better chance of being successful than they would under the previous regime.
Which coaching staff do you feel better about, Daboll or Saleh?
Well, we've seen Saleh. We've seen where there's something there, how they got better in the second half of the season, how they overcame some things. You know, look how Michael felt about Joe Judge. Matter of fact, I'm reading Mike Westhoff's book.
Of course you are.
And he obviously wrote it before Joe Judge was fired, and he was holding out hope. He says he thought, you know, there's something there with Joe Judge. People did. Then you got to go and actually see the game and see if it works itself out.
He's still going to make the Hall of Fame. You watch. He'll get a second chance, just like Bill Belichick.
I love how they make Bill's time in Cleveland a success. Cleveland looks back at that as one of the highlights over the last 30 years.
No, they make it out to be a failure, but he made the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's Cleveland's success, which is a failure in most places.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone.
That song's still relevant, right? Look at thing. There was a moment, right? LeBron was there. The Browns were in the playoffs. And now you fast forward and everything went right back to the way it was before. Basketball's irrelevant. Browns stink again. The Indians are now the Guardians.
Michael, you'll be happy to know that the Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, has finally taken some shots at Urban Meyer.
I love shots.
Love Shad. Shots from Shad.
When you lose the respect, the trust, and an issue of truthfulness, how can you work with someone like that? Shad Khan told Jarrett Bell of USA Today, quote, "It's not possible. It was not about wins and losses," Khan went on to say. "I think when you know someone is not truthful, how can you be around someone, okay? We had Doug Marrone here for 4 years.
Great.
We had Gus Bradley here 4 years. I have nothing but the utmost respect and friendship with them. That's why they got the time, because it wasn't a matter about respect or truth. It was a matter of wins of losses over 4 years. This is much bigger than that."
And now it's funny because Urban Meyer has told people, has been on the record as saying that he got fired because of wins and losses. And Khan comes out and said, it's exactly not true.
Right. I kept people around who weren't always winning necessarily. Not about that.
Just go away, honestly. Go back to college and just pretend this never happened.
He's going to go back to Fox.
And by the way, Michael, Don, it's been a while since we talked about Doug Marrone. Buck Showalter, a Jace in the eyes of Michael.
He's a friend.
Because he loves Marrone. He lobbied for Marrone quite a bit, too.
He should have
gotten a good athlete.
He should have gotten a jet job, but Woody Johnson got afraid.
I'm telling you, he'd post you up down low, and he had this little, like, jump hook shot.
Right, so obviously his scouting isn't strong, but he was just asked to coach.
Well, that's basketball scouting. Now, this
Isn't scouting. Isn't talent?
That's a good point, Don.
Wow.
Now this is a weird one to bring up, but I'd be remiss. I'm not going to ignore stories that are going on, but I wasn't really comfortable with it. A lot of people yesterday talking and saying some nasty things at the expense of our friend John Sterling, who had a rough call on
Nutella
WFAN last night.
Wait a second. We're not doing this, right? We're not doing this. We're not other people.
Well, why is he above the criticism that we killed Gary the other day?
Listen. He's a friend of mine. The guy's a legend, and people are making fun of this guy. They're scum for making fun of this guy because he made a mistake. Listen, you guys want to do this? I'm done. I'm out. I'll see you guys tomorrow at 3. I'm not taking part in this nonsense. The shots are unfair. He's an 83-year-old man. He's still a great broadcaster. The people that make fun of him wish that they had the career that he had. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. Bye. See you guys. I'm not
speaking about what other stations did, but if we can have fun with Gary, if we can have fun with Dave Maloney, why can't we have fun with Sterling? Hello?
Well, I'm hearing you.
So Michael did leave.
That's
mature. All right, he's friends. I'm friends with Dave Maloney. You think it's comfortable when he has fun with Dave Maloney and then I sit next to Dave and do games or travel with Dave when he talks about him stepping on my call? That's fine.
Well, yeah.
When Gary speaks on a hot mic about why he's playing in Yankee highlights, we can talk about it. But we can't talk about what everybody in the world's talking about right now.
Well, hold on. Let's hear the aforementioned call. This is the call last night that he flubbed.
Pitch 1-2, swung on in the air to right. Back goes Stanton on the track at the wall, leaping, and she is gone. It is a home run. They're all waiting. And why are they waiting?
Because Stanton caught the ball.
honestly, that had to pain Susan to do.
Yeah.
Because I will say this about Susan.
By the way, that call courtesy of WFAN.
She does a tremendous job of kind of backing him up and not correcting him a lot of times and let him get at himself or whatever. But at that particular moment, he did not know what was going on and he needed to be helped. And she did it for him, you know, so... Hey, he's a legend. But, you know, when something like that happens, it goes viral. We can't be above mentioning it. I'm not making fun of the guy.
Thing.
He's a legend. He's going to waltz into the Hall of Fame. But
I think Michael's being sensitive because we're mentioning it in a way that's respectful. It's a funny moment. It didn't play out quite right. Susan jumped in, helped him out. I think it's the fact that other people are really destroying the guy after such a legendary career, and he's such a near and dear part of New Yorkers' hearts.
Cool.
It just feels wrong. It does feel a little wrong.
But you didn't do that.
No. I didn't.
So what is he storming off? He had to know we weren't going to do that.
Right. Have faith that I'm not going to do what yo-yos do. I'm not going to disrespect your friend.
Well, we're not going to have comedy at his expense on a constant basis. We're just kind of mentioning what happened, and we play it, and we'll comment on it, defend him or whatever.
Take a walk.
You know, he's friends with him. Like I said, I'm friends with Dave. I mean, I love Gary Cohen. When mistakes are made anywhere, we kind of talk about them. But I didn't realize you're going to storm off like we weren't going to be respectful to John Sterling because he's friends with him.
Well,
Go away.
That will do it for ENN. It's brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME and Casa Noble. Sit back and celebrate Cinco de Mayo the Noble way.
Did that really happen?
Casa Noble tequila. The perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments. Yes, we're down to 10 seconds here, and we'll do it without Michael, who left the show about 5 minutes ago.
Really?
He's not here. I guess we'll address this tomorrow at 3 p.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.